Namashi Channel 1, and so here we are working on the next section of Chapter 3, Adjectives. Adjectives follow the noun except in cases where proper nouns are used as adjectives. I want hot food. Naga la kala tsapago. To me, food hot want. This is Tibetan food. De pebe kalare. This Tibetan food is. Some useful adjectives. Good, yakpo, bad, dukcha, many, a lot, mangbo, less, a little, yum yum, hot, tsapo, cold, trangmo, pig, chenpo, small, chung chung. See helpful opposites in the back of the book for a large collection of such modifiers. Interrogatives. Questions are formed either by using a question word before the verb or by adding an interrogative particle to the end of the sentence. By question word, we mean the following. What, kare, who, su, where, kaba, how, kandre, how and what manner, kandrasu, how much, katsu, where from, kane, why, kare chene, when, kadu. If you use one of these words, you don't have to add an interrogative particle to the end of the sentence. Where did this nomad go? Drogpa de kaba chensong. Nomad this, where went? Though a question, the tone of the sentence does not rise at the end. The inclusion of the question word where is all that is needed to form the interrogative. What is this? De kare re. This what is? Where are you from? Kerang kane hin. You from where are? What is the price of this fruit? Shingdo kukong katsare. Fruit of price, how much is? Why are you going to the market? Kerong trom la kare chene drogeyin. You market to why are going. If a question word is not used, a particle must be added to the end of the sentence to form the interrogative. For first person endings of yin and yu, the particle is pe. Are you going to Tibet? Kerong ku la drogeyin pe? You, Tibet, too, going are? Do you have tea? Kerong la cha yupe? You, tea, have? For the second and third person endings of do and re, the particle pe is added to those sentences ending with re, and the ending ge is added to those that end with do. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. 新疆南高